You're listening to SBS News.
Matt Doherty says he and his partner, Chu Wai Liu, are riding off into the unknown.
Sure, there'll be danger, but at the same time, nothing that we can't handle.
The pair's cycling route will take them from Kazan, where the Socceroos play their opener against France, to Samara, where they play Denmark 5 days later. For some perspective, Kazan is about 800 kilometres due east of Moscow, and Samara is directly south of Kazan. And Mr. Doherty says they're taking what one might call the scenic route.
Russia's a rather large place. The route we're choosing to go via, because we don't want to go via the busy freeway, but rather the more scenic places. Hopefully we'll see a bit of the real Russia too. And that's going to be something along the lines of 450k.
That is like cycling from Sydney to Wollongong every day for 5 days, or a bit further than Melbourne to Geelong over the same period. Preparations are in full swing as he and Miss Liu begin packing some of the essential equipment they'll need on the road.
All right, what else needs to go in here? I think we need ones and the gear ones.
Which one? I'm sure you know which ones are which.
Mr. Doherty is the one who came up with the idea. A football enthusiast who supports the Western Sydney Wanderers in Australia, he visited the World Cups in France in 1998 and South Africa in 2010. He says he made up his mind to travel to Russia immediately after the country of 147 million people was pulled from the World Cup sorting hat back in 2010.
The World Cup offers you the best chance to go to sometimes places you wouldn't otherwise go, and to be welcomed into these countries and cities with the special feeling in the community. It's almost like what Sydney 2000 was.
For Miss Liu, who also has never been to Russia, it'll be a first in many ways.
It was actually my brother that suggested maybe it's a good idea to go and see what it's like, hang out with Matt. Yeah. So actually no one's really said, are you crazy? Because they kind of know that I'm up for adventure.
Both have completed cycle tours before, but nothing like this. Miss Liu concedes they may be taking on more than they can handle.
Yes, I'm foreseeing many things to go wrong. So firstly, are we actually going to be able to get our bikes on the train? I'm worried that we're going to get our passports and fan ID taken off us. I'm worried our bikes are going to break down.
But she says weekly training rides and bike repair classes should tilt the odds in their favour.
Trying to work out what could happen, what are the common things that could go wrong, and making sure we know how to get on top of it.
In other words, planning for the worst and hoping for the best. Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.